drop stand.
That's a branch.
All right. What would the land that would be called that drops like that?
Just low land.
Well, what? I mean, if it was a, you know, a comment on the wrong part.
Excuse me.
Go ahead.
Just do whatever you want to. Just don't make any noise. We'll be through in a little bit. I didn't have time to turn the heat on, sure.
I hate to keep you from watching television.
Well, that's all right.
Well, now, if you're walking through the woods and you came to a little stream, would it be level with the ground you're walking in?
The dirt.
With the dirt. Well, you know, the Ross Clark Circle, you pass a stream,
mm-hmm.
and then it's way down in the... It drops off.
Ditch. We call it a ditch.
All right.
Or down there where it's low.
All right. What about... Well, what's a gully?
Oh, that's where it's washed out. We had lots of gullies in our pasture and fields at home.
So a heavy rainfall... Now, what... If a heavy rainfall comes and just washes out a channel and a road or
a gully... It washes out gullies in our field.
Right.
You try to fill them up, but eventually, if you don't, you know, it just makes a big gully. We had one as big as this in our pasture at home.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
And what's the name of some streams around here?
Well, streams are not named. We call them creeks.
Oh, what are the names of some creeks in the
river? Golf Creek, the Mercy Creek, Beaver Creek.
Are there any branches that have names? Creeks, is most of them named creeks. Mm-hmm. You know any others? What about some other running water, like some rivers or something?
Well, now we've got the Columbia River over here. That's it.
What about the one between Georgia and Alabama?
Well, that's the one I'm thinking about.
Is that the one that runs between Georgia and Alabama?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's in Columbia. It runs through Columbia.
Uh-huh.
Is it called the Columbia River?
No. Well, what is the name of it?
Well, something called the Chat.
Chattahoochee.
All right. And what are some different elevations of land? What's the sort of rise in the land called?
The elevation.
Well, you might say the house is up at the top of the
hill.
All right. And what's even larger than a hill?
A mountain.
And can you have a little rise on top of the hill?
Yes.
What would it be called? Just a little thing on top of the hill.
Well, the only thing I've ever heard is just a little rise or a...
Well, what's that on the door there?
Knob.
Well, can you have a knob in talking about elevations of land?
Mm-hmm.
What's that? What would it be?
Well, it would just be a higher than the hill.
So
just be a small area higher than the hill. But I remember hearing that word, the knob on the top of the hill or... I have even heard it called a knoll, a little knoll up there on top of the hill.
Nice. All right. And give me other elevations of land.
Not that I can
think of. A little smaller or larger.
Not that.
Is anything smaller than a hill? That's a ride. All right. Now, if you're in the mountains and you came to a place where you just dropped straight off.
Cliff.
And the mountain might have two.
Cliffs.
And in the mountains, when the road goes through a low place, you call it a what?
Valley.
Well, all right. Now, it might be called a valley, but, you know, do you ever watch westerns on television?
Sometimes, occasionally.
And the